Operation Free is a coalition of veterans and national security organizations that have come together, and we've been traveling around the country educating people on the connection between our energy policy, climate change, and national security.
I served in the Marine Corps from 2000 to 2004. As a scout sniper team leader. I went to Iraq in 2003 for the invasion and then volunteered to go back a year later in the summer of 2004. And I got out as a sergeant.
I was in the Army from 1999 to 2007. I deployed to Iraq in 2003 with the 1st Armored Division, and I left the military as a specialist.
And so Operation Free is concerned about the climate and energy policy. Why is that important?
Well, energy policy is important because right now it's our greatest national security threat, and people don't really realize that. But we are sending overseas $1 billion a day. We're contributing to $100 million a day going to Iran, who's using that money to build specialized roadside bombs specifically designed to penetrate U.S. armored vehicles. So in essence, because of our energy policy, because of our dependence on oil, we are funding terrorists who are killing our troops overseas.
What about the climate? Is that something you're talking about as well, as far as reducing fossil fuel energy and going more toward other types of energy?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, we know, and you know, my chain of command knows, the Pentagon, the CIA, the DOD, all know that climate change is real, and they are preparing for it. Recently, the Quadrennial Defense Review came out, which is kind of the strategic plan for the future that the military uses. It actually spans two presidents and two Secretary of Defenses. It specifically lists climate change in there as an accelerant to the instability in regions. So we're looking at the fact that it's going to be causing the conflicts of the future and the instability now. And as the 911 for the world, we know that our military is going to be going to these locations. So when we talk about floods, famines, droughts, we're going to have our U.S. service people over there, and especially because they become breeding grounds for terrorists.
So what can be done? Are you pushing for certain legislation in Congress?
Well, first and foremost, what we're doing is we're educating as many Americans as we can to the truth. Unfortunately, special interests are constantly putting out on the airwaves false messages, misleading Americans. And so we have to educate Americans and tell them that there are ways to get the truth. Like I do, I get my information from the various branches of the military, from their websites, Department of Defense, the CIA, sources like that. And then once you learn this truth, go out and talk to your friends, your families, your neighbors. Get the message out there, and then support your local, your state, and your national legislators, because without a framework of national legislation, we can't solve this problem. We're here because of national legislation. We have to fix it with national legislation.
Well, we know right now that Cary Graham and Lieberman have been working on a bill. The House has actually already passed some comprehensive clean energy reform, and we're looking towards the Senate to do the same. Now, there's some little bit of political strife going on there, and the bill actually hasn't been released. They're saying that it's going to be called the American Power Act, and we're really trying to push to educate people that this is a national security threat. It's not all about, hugging trees and saving polar bears. It's not a left issue. It's not a right issue. It's an American issue to secure our energy future. And trying to get the leadership to step up to the plate and to support the troops by enacting some clean energy reform, especially Senator Lemieux. I know that this is an opportunity for him to really prove that he deserves that seat that he has right now. And he can do that by stepping up to the plate, being leader and calling upon his fellow members in the Senate to pass this clean energy reform.
And I want to go back to your ad campaign. Earlier in the interview, you spoke about how the money is going overseas to Iran. And I've seen these commercials, and they're very provocative. They talk about how Iran is funding weapons that are killing the U.S. troops. The U.S. military and foreign wars, it's a very energy expensive and oil expensive endeavor. Those advertisements, I was wondering if they might incite people, if the administration moves towards wanting to attack Iran, do you have a feeling that whether your commercials might actually help push public opinion toward an attack like that?
Oh, I don't think so. I think the message is very clear that it's our actions here that are contributing to those roadside bombs being built, and that through a more passive means of legislation, we can prevent that from happening. We don't have to go to war. We don't need to go to war. You know, all we have to do is defund them. And that's how we do this. And, you know, the military is leading the way. And I'd like to bring up the fact that each branch is taking steps on their own. And we need to look at them as an example. The Navy has already pledged to get half of its energy from alternative energy sources by 2020, which is only 10 years away. They recently just flew an F-18 jet fighter off of mustard seed oil. They've already sailed a hybrid ship, which saved $2 million on its maiden voyage. Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency has already come out and said that within the next 3 or 4 years, they should have the means to provide most of their fuel needs with algae. And these are just specific examples, but the Army has its own energy security implementation strategy. The Marine Corps has pledged to get 30% of their energy from alternative energy sources. The Air Force, 25% by 2025. They're taking the steps on their end. Now it's up to us as civilians and veterans to follow the lead and get this done.
And finally, I want to ask you about your event Friday.
It's going to be at the Skipper Smokehouse at 910 Skipper Road in Tampa. And that is Friday, May 7th, from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. We're going to have a little discussion about how clean energy is a national security issue, climate change in our energy policy, and allow people to engage us, ask questions, listen to veterans ourselves. We all have very compelling personal stories that, you know, both of us have served in Iraq, and we got to see firsthand how our lack of energy policy really affects the troops. And we're going to be speaking about that, and we think it's really important for people to come out and hear us and to see that this is a huge national security threat, and we need a secure energy future.